Dangerous heat is expected across Ohio beginning today. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning in effect from noon today through 8 p.m. Thursday, with heat index values as high as 107 degrees. Residents are urged to drink plenty of water, limit outdoor activity, and check on vulnerable friends, family, and neighbors. Alliance residents are being urged to take advantage of local cooling centers. Cooling sites are available at Rodman Public Library on East Broadway Street during normal hours, the Salvation Army on West Main Street weekdays from 9 to 3, and the Alliance Commons on South Linden Avenue from 9 to 5. SARTA is offering free rides to the cooling centers on any fixed-route bus connecting through the Cornerstone Transit Center. North Canton police are investigating the deaths of two people found inside a vehicle at Eastwoods Park. Officers responded Sunday morning just before 11 to a report of a suspicious vehicle with its engine running. They found a 22-year-old woman and a 24-year-old man unresponsive inside the car. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. Their identities have not been released. Police say there were no signs of foul play or a struggle. Preliminary findings show dangerous levels of carbon monoxide inside the vehicle. The Stark County Coroner is continuing the investigation. The case against a Canton man accused in a violent beating has been bound over to a Stark County grand jury. 20-year-old John Range faces charges including attempted murder and felonious assault in connection with a June 20th attack in Canton that left a man critically injured. He allegedly knocked down and assaulted a 63-year-old near Walnut Avenue and 9th Street Northeast. Range remains held on a $1 million bond following a status conference Thursday in municipal court. Alliance will celebrate America's 250th 4th of July with a full day of events at Miller Pavilion. The John Hampu Band will kick things off at 4, along with food trucks and activities from the Alliance Parks and Recreation Department. The celebration will also feature a free living history concert recreating the Alliance City Band, followed by fireworks to end the night. Refuge of Hope Ministries CEO Scott Schneiders is stepping down as he and his family relocate. The board has named Ed Lobacher interim CEO. Schneiders helped raise more than $5.4 million for the organization's Women's Shelter Initiative and will remain an advisor for 1 year. He has led Refuge of Hope since 2024. Schneiders' departure is prompted by the appointment of his wife, Dr. Christina Schneiders, as president of Warner Pacific University in Portland, Oregon. She currently is provost of Malone University. Her first day in the new job is August 1st. A routine traffic stop for speeding turned into a police chase Monday in Tuscarawas County. Authorities say a 26-year-old Janaden Hutton man fled from police, struck a police cruiser while backing out of his driveway, then crashed into trees near Petrie Hill and Echo Roads. He ran from the scene but later returned and surrendered. Suspect was taken to a hospital before being booked into jail. Charges of fleeing and eluding, assault, and speeding are expected. An Ashtabula man is headed to prison after admitting in February to sexual abuse of two girls. 31-year-old Anthony Lopez was sentenced Monday in Portage County Common Pleas Court to 3 years on multiple counts, including gross sexual imposition and child endangering. Court records say the abuse occurred between 2014 and 2023 in one case and 2017 and 2023 in another. As part of a plea deal, rape charges were reduced. Lopez must also register as a Tier 1 sex offender for 15 years. The Ohio Supreme Court will not take up a case involving a disputed annexation in Columbiana County's Perry Township. The city of Salem had appealed after courts agreed with county commissioners that the Beechwood Road property was not contiguous to the city and could not be annexed for water and sewer service. The high court's decision means the denial of the annexation stands. A federal hazing lawsuit against Ursuline High School and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown is moving closer to a resolution. New court filings show the diocese and the school are now participating in settlement negotiations, while Mahoning County Probate Court oversees approval and distribution of any settlement funds. The lawsuit stems from alleged hazing during a 2025 football team trip and was later combined with two Title IX cases. The federal case remains on hold with a status conference set for July 20th. A woman is recovering after being shot in the face in Youngstown early Sunday. Police say the victim pulled up to a patrol car on South Avenue around 5, bleeding and reporting she had been shot. An officer provided first aid before she was taken to a hospital. Investigators say the shooting may have happened near a downtown area after an early morning event. A second victim in another vehicle was also struck. No suspect information has been released. State officials say a recent crude oil and salt brine spill in Trumbull County was caused by an oil well blowout. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources says pressure buildup led to the uncontrolled release in West Farmington before the well was shut and sealed. The spill covered about 3 acres of private property. Nearby residents were evacuated at the time but later returned home. No injuries or public health threats were reported, and cleanup is underway. A federal judge is being asked to dismiss a lawsuit filed by former Trumbull County Recorder Todd Littell against 7th District Appeals Court Judge Mark Hanai and others. An Ohio Assistant Attorney General representing Hanai argues the case lacks federal jurisdiction and should be thrown out, citing no valid civil rights claim and immunity protections. Littell's lawsuit alleges civil conspiracy and defamation related to the 2024 recorder's race. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.